Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Speaking of All-Star Weekend, it's in Utah, Salt Lake City. And Luka Doncic, do we have sound to this? Yeah, Luka Doncic talking about his thoughts on he's one of the stars of the league playing in the All-Star game.
You'll be playing in your fourth All-Star game this coming weekend. What are you looking forward to most?
Sunday when I fly to Mexico.
I'm moving to Mexico.
There it is. Not that hyped about the game. I'm going to say this, Rob. And you and I have been to more All-Star weekends than we can count.
Exactly.
It's very fun. I enjoy it. We both were in Cleveland last year. It's a ton of fun. All-Star Weekend is the NBA's version of the Super Bowl, Rob. So you go to Super Bowl week, there are parties, there are gatherings all week leading up to the game. It's the same thing with All-Star Weekend. It starts Wednesday, all right? Some teams are still playing on Thursday, but it starts Wednesday. Most people, media and stuff, they arrive Thursday. And whether you're media, Rob, players, you work for a team, whatever, you are running all weekend. Shoe companies, they're all there having little get-togethers, parties. Players are at parties, and they're at media events. They're at, they got this marketing to do for their various endorsements. The league has them doing community service, Rob. I mean,
they used to build houses. You remember that?
Yeah,
they used to build houses of Habitat for Humanity, Chris. Yeah. You remember that?
This is the problem with the All-Star game. By the time you get, or one of the problems, by the time you get to 8 p.m. Sunday night, Rob, everybody is tired. Everybody is exhausted from the players. I'm exhausted. The players are exhausted, and the game is no longer the centerpiece of the weekend. I would say Slam Dunk and All-Star Saturday, even though the dunk contest has been horrible for a while, I would say that's really the centerpiece. And by the time you get to the game, it's just like dudes are tired. And so I think that's one of the challenges they have. That's not the only one, Rob. There are a lot of them. But it's just not. Although I think it's gotten better the last couple years since they changed some of the rules. Yeah. For a while there, it was horrendous.
If I'm Adam Silver or people involved in the planning of it or whatever. I think you never want to lose sight. It might be to you, Chris, boring if you're Luka and you've been 4 years in a row or whatever and you can't wait to get this over with so you can go on vacation or whatever it is. But it means something to the fans in the league. It's a showcase.
Yep.
So that's a responsibility again. Like, you can't lose sight of that. This is for the fans. These are the people. I know people make so much money now, Chris, and they don't think of the fans as they don't pay my salary. I don't care what they think or
they
whatever.
Do, actually.
Yes. You know? If they stop watching, your TV rates, the TV
stop
ratings, and exactly,
yep.
And stop attending games. You don't have a league. Like when people do that and think that the fans don't matter, you're losing sight of everything that's going on. You really are.
You know what? It's interesting you say that, and I agree with you. Because here's the thing, Rob. If guys don't really care that much about the regular season games, how are they going to care about the All-Star game?
Right.
Of course, they want the honor. They want the accolades. They want to be there and get, you know, named in the starting lineup and all that. But as far as playing a competitive game of basketball, no, they don't do – they think in playoffs. They're not even thinking regular season. You're right. They're not – and the NBA, you mentioned Adam Silver, Rob, they got a challenge because there are a lot of games now where my excitement level has gone down for your average regular season game. I'm talking about the big game on ESPN, the big game on TNT, big game on ABC, because – more than half the time, one of the top stars is missing.
Right.
Right? Like, that's a problem.
And so you brought up the competitive thing about it not being competitive. And this is, you know, I talked about this all the time. That's why they're playing flag football in the NFL now. You can't play a football game. Nobody wants to get hurt. And I get that, Chris. So it probably just need to stop. They stopped the game, but now they have a flag football game. The NBA, the score is about 200 each or almost 200 each, and it's nothing really like what we're used to watching. And still, I still think of all the three, that's why the baseball All-Star game is still...
Here we go.
No, it is. And from this standpoint, Chris, hear me out.
It ain't.
You don't throw the ball underhanded. You don't pitch slower or don't take your swings or don't try to get hits. I'm talking about
the game. You only play an inning.
Yeah, but
that's the problem.
But even in your inning or your at bat, you take it seriously. The only time I can remember, do you remember this one? Who was it? John Crook put his batting helmet on backwards. You remember he almost got hit?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Chris? It was like a funny moment.
Right.
He almost got hit. He took his batting helmet by lefty. Oh my God. Randy played for the Seattle Mariners.
Randy Johnson?
Johnson. Yeah. Right. He threw like a buzzed him with a pitch. So right. He turned his helmet on like, oh my God, turned it on backwards and then he got up to bat. It was kind of funny. But I'm saying it's more like the game we're used to watching compared to the other All-Star games. That's what I would say. It's more like it.
I think they all have fallen way off. And I get it. They make so much money now. And the stakes are so much higher for the playoffs. And the chances of getting hurt. And guys just don't, you know, compete that hard. Whatever's worth. I think the problem with baseball's game, is like I said, I want to see the best players going against each other. I want to see a competitive game. I feel like that's what it used to be, Rob. And a guy's going to pitch one inning. A guy's going to play two or three innings. And it's just, that's the problem with the baseball game. Football, obviously, you can't really play a serious tackle football game. Basketball, I thought, used to be a really good game. You know, guys would showcase a lot of their moves, a lot of dunks. But in 2014, I remember specifically, that's why I remember the year, when the game first, it was at Madison Square Garden, Rob, and it was like, this wasn't really a basketball game. And Westbrook, I believe, won the MVP. And it was just like, you could have picked anybody because it was wide open drive. They were all just throwing up threes. They threw up more than 100 threes for the first time in the game. And I think it just became a joke. I think it's gotten better over the last few years, Rob, with the new rules. And they at least that last part of the game has become competitive, the fourth quarter. But I don't know if we can ever get it back in any of the sports, Rob, because I think the guys, they're making so much money. Their brands are so important to them. And guys are more like concerned now, I think, more than ever, Rob, about injury. And so I don't think they just don't, you know, I know you'd love to see, you know, the best players out there for five or six innings in the All-Star game. But it's just like, you know, they're not going to do it for the most part.
Yeah, I still think of the three, you know, and obviously we can't count the NFL anymore. You can't play flag football. I mean, they threw the towel in on the NFL, Pro Bowl or whatever. But I still think baseball is still, they don't change the game. Like, I get it. You would like to see them.
How's basketball? Well, basketball's got the Elam ending, right? Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, they don't change it from the standpoint of, I'm not trying to throw the ball slower. Like, oh, here, just go ahead. Let's see how far you can hit it. I'm going to throw it underhand. I'm going to lob it to you. Go ahead and not smash it out the park. Like, they don't do that. They're
you
still
just
competing.
Talked about John Kruk putting on his helmet back.
I told you. I said that was the one moment. I said that was the one moment.
But you talked about it like it was a fantastic moment.
No, but it was weird.
It was like that
was the one time I saw where he didn't take it seriously. That's
I'm going to be honest with you. You like baseball better than basketball, so you think the baseball
no, has nothing to do with
I
that.
I like basketball better than baseball, so I think the basketball game is better. I don't think any of them are that great. I used to love watching all-star
yeah,
game
but I don't.
Baseball.
I don't think
it's
you,
just not the same.
I don't think you can leap over and say that. That might be the way you feel, but
say
you're
what?
Wrong. That because I like baseball, I honestly believe that the baseball is just because I like
what's
baseball.
What's better? I mean,
no,
you, okay,
but
the game
true.
Doesn't change, but they
no,
don't
but,
play enough.
But it's not true, though.
You get to
I'm
see
saying.
One pitcher
you
pitch
might, you
one
know,
inning.
You might feel that way. I'm just saying you can't say that's how where I came up with
no,
my.
Of course. I'm not in your head, okay. But that's how I feel. That's my opinion,
yeah.
You know?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, today is Michael Jordan's 60th birthday. And everyone knows that you and I think he's the GOAT. So I think we can make our quick cases. We don't have to go through everything because people have heard us talk about it before. But I want to throw it out, maybe an extended calls period. And I've said this, Rob, for a long time, and we'll see if it becomes the case. But a lot of older players, like before Jordan, they don't necessarily call him the GOAT. Guys of his generation, guys after him, seem to almost unanimously view him as the GOAT. But the guys before him don't. And, or certainly not definitively. You know, a lot of them, Rob, will just kind of say, oh, there is none. And, you know, there are all these great players and blah, blah, blah. But I've thought for a while, Rob, that when the millennials are controlling the narrative, when they're the ones doing shows like you and I have, and they're the predominant voice on television, on radio, on podcasts, that's when LeBron may become viewed as the GOAT. At least because they'll be dominating the narrative and they'll push that, just like our generation has said it's Jordan, even though their generation before may not necessarily think that. I don't know if that'll be the case. I think The Last Dance, and you and I have talked about it, that really put a dent in LeBron's case, even with millennials. We saw that with the polling after that. But I think LeBron got a little surge by becoming the all-time leading scorer. Obviously, it was the time.
You couldn't tell at the Super Bowl, though, the way they booed
him. That's fine. I mean, but I think that, you know, he's never going to be as popular as Michael Jordan. He's certainly more polarizing. But I do think that put, you know, his historical achievements and his longevity out on Front Street. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll, you know, maybe that won't be the case.
This is why,
I want to hear from the callers.
I'll say this. This is the one thing I do not agree with you. And I understand what you're saying about who will be controlling the narrative. But the problem I have with that is if he plays four more years, and plays 23 or 24 years and has four championships, that's a hard case to make.
I
really do, Chris. Like, you got to sit there and then try to convince somebody they played 24 years and won four championships, and Steph Curry played during the same era and has more.
At this point,
could have more. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, that's a hard case to make, even if you're doing that narrative. But I hear what you're saying. It will be different people talking. But that's what hurts LeBron. I really do, the longer he plays, actually.
Well, that's a good point. And, Rob, Michael Jordan won a championship. He won 6 in 15 years. He won a championship 2 out of every 3 years. Think about that. I'm sorry. He won a championship every 2.5 years.
Right.
So every 3 seasons, he was raising up the Larry O'Brien trophy. You know, I mean, he did it 6 straight, essentially. But still, and Rob, let's keep it real. 2 of those seasons, I mean, if people want to get technical, oh, well, LeBron was hurt some of the years in L.A., okay. But I would say two of Jordan's seasons, Rob, the second year he came back with like 18 games left, or 17 left.
You can't even count that as a season. Right. I'm dead serious. You can't.
And then he came back from baseball.
Right.
And played like 18 games, and they got me.
Those are two seasons, Chris.
So right. he had 11 seasons with the Bulls. Like 11 full seasons
right.
with the Bulls and won 6.
That's more than half.
More than half. And like you said, LeBron is 4-19 years at this point.
And if he plays he's winning, 3 or 4,
if they don't
right.
win it this year, he's winning it 1 out of every 5 years. Jordan won twice as many, you know, according to the math. You know what I'm saying? In terms of per year, right? He's winning them every 2.5 years. LeBron's winning them every 5 years if he doesn't win it this year. And it could get worse, Rob, like you said, 23, 24 years. So I'm with you. And I just think, and we'll make our quick cases, and Rob just made a good one. And then we want to hear from you guys. Look, if you think it's Jordan, fine, you can call in. But we really want we want to hear you make a case for LeBron.
We don't want to hear from the
Kareem
Jordan people.
Or whoever.
Yeah, we don't want to hear
right,
from the Jordan people.
We're telling
people.
You, Jordan.
Right.
We want to hear from you guys that think it's LeBron or somebody else.
And let's give them some time, Chris. We can break early and give you time, but no Jordan calls. We already know. We don't need to hear the same argument Chris and I have put up for him. So it's really the other people. That's what we want to hear.
We want to hear from you guys. I'll say this, Rob, and this has been one of my arguments. LeBron, as great as he's been, and both you and I, and this is like we said, people got to mature. Just because we think LeBron is not the GOAT.
Doesn't mean he's a bum.
Doesn't mean we don't like him. Doesn't mean we're haters. Doesn't mean we don't think he can play. I've had a good relationship with LeBron. I've written tons of stories about him, you know, and you know, had one-on-ones with him and all that. But I'm just objectively looking at it, Rob. He did not dominate the NBA, not close to the way Jordan did. He just didn't. I mean, individually, Jordan led the league in 13 times in a category, right? 10 times in scoring, 3 times in steals. LeBron's led in 2 categories, twice, like once in scoring and once in assists. We talked about the winning. Remember when LeBron had the great run in the East and he got to the finals 8 straight years? He locked the East down. The East belonged to him. Problem is, Michael Jordan did that with the whole league.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just the East.
And if you want to go take a look, and you can say whatever, for whatever reason, say, well, Michael, well, the league expansion, they had all these weak teams. There were no good teams. Ask the 10 Hall of Famers, Chris, that Michael Jordan prevented from winning a championship.
Right.
Forget about those other bad teams that you want to bring up or expansion teams. Ask Patrick Ewing and Reggie Miller and all those guys and Karl Malone and John Stockton, Charles Barkley. Ask them.
Yep. And it might have been Olajuwon and Drexler had he been not retired. And he dominated the best era of big men we've ever seen, Rob. Shaq.
And that didn't happen
Ewing,
back then. The big men
Olajuwon,
always, Chris, had.
Yep. They owned the league. They owned the league. And he came in and took it away from them. And and I'll say this quickly, and then we'll open it up for the callers, because a lot of people are big into saying now that Jordan dominated a watered down league.
Right,
the players are better today. I'll give you that the players are more athletic today. I'll give you that they can dribble better, you know, by like most positions can handle the ball better. But a lot of that's because they let you carry. I mean, they really let you carry. You know, I was Rob, my mom is 78 years old.
And she's watching
dementia.
Going right.
And we watch the game, and she can't stop talking about, look at how they're carrying the ball.
And that unbelievable,
look at how they
Chris.
Carry,
that's unbelievable.
79, 8-year-old lady with dementia. And she's right. And so that enables you to handle the ball a lot better. Rob, they could hand check. They could hand check. So all this shake and bake you doing and creating space, that wouldn't be happening if you could hand check.
You used to be able to put a hand like this, Chris, on your back. And then they changed it to the bent elbow.
Right. Yep. So, you know, I think the teams then were just as good. They played better team basketball. Guys are more athletic. They shoot better. They handle better. But they played team basketball better back then. And, Rob, you know this, there was some athletes back then, too. Don't act like dudes couldn't jump. Dudes weren't quick. Dudes weren't strong. There were athletes then, too, who were tremendous, and they knew how to play as a team better than the guys today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Founder of the Go Long TD website and also the author of The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football. Tyler, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Fellas, oh man, it's always good popping on with you too. Love the show.
Thank
love everything.
Thank
you, guys
you my
bring.
Man.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate
well,
you.
Well, yo, your guy, Bob McGinn. I mean, he dropped some bombs in his about Aaron Rodgers on your website or on a podcast with you. And he said they're done and disgusted with him. He said Jordan Love, they think it'd be Rodgers 2.0. I mean, and Bob's been a longtime writer up there in Wisconsin, so he's got credibility. But this is stuff we haven't really heard elsewhere. Tell us about, you know, Bob's, you know, story and his knowledge of this situation.
Right. It definitely, it felt like a bomb to myself. We had this conversation scheduled for a bit. You know, I was down in the Super Bowl in Phoenix covering that all, so we had to kind of push it back. And we're like, hey, let's chat Friday morning. We wrapped up on the last Packers game, you know, about a month prior, and figured, hey, let's talk about the season. And he goes, hey, Ty, let's talk about Aaron today. All right, that's fine with me. I've been on this Jordan Love train for a while. 2 years ago, I said Green Bay should trade Aaron Rodgers, get what you can right now. Father Time's undefeated. You made this pick, get what you can. Get that Russell Wilson Hall times whatever. It would have been historic, but all right, let's do it. And, yeah, he is connected to the situation, has had conversations with people in the know. This is obviously something Green Bay would not want out there, right? So regardless of what they say at a podium, regardless of what Aaron Rodgers says on a daytime television show, this is the situation. Because it would hurt Green Bay's leverage if people knew that they had moved on. They need people to know that it's still a possibility, and they're in that whole George Costanza, it's not you, it's me dance with Aaron Rodgers. It's all about PR and narratives and semantics between the two sides. But yeah, they're 3 years in developing Jordan Love. They believe he's ready. They saw it against Philly. They've seen it in practice every day. It's very similar to how they saw Aaron Rodgers in practice every day when we thought they were nuts for moving on from Brett Favre after a 13-3 season. And I think they are just kind of tired of the drama. It's one thing after another with Aaron Rodgers. So you put up with it to a point because he's been a four-time MVP. He's won a lot of games. But now that his physical abilities are diminishing, he basically checked out the last couple off seasons, and it affected his play. His legs just aren't what they used to be. His, you know, his rapport with the receivers isn't there because Devontae Adams is no longer around, and he wasn't working with his new receivers like Patrick Mahomes was down in Texas at the same time. So, yeah, I think they're just ready to move on, and they'll find a trade partner. And as Bob said, if Aaron wants to push this and report and play for Green Bay, Bob was very strong in his reporting and saying that they would go as far as to make Aaron Rodgers the backup.
That's going to be interesting. That's hard to believe. But
I just can't believe that. I mean, and he has his reporters. Sounds kind of crazy. So you're saying that Jordan Love's going to be the next Aaron Rodgers? He's Aaron Rodgers 2.0?
Yeah. I mean, he's much younger. What, 14, 15 years younger? So there's things he can do physically that Aaron Rodgers cannot. There's also the case that what made Aaron Rodgers great was he could go up to the line of scrimmage and see something in the defense and know that Devontae Adams saw the same thing, and that they could kind of go back in the encyclopedia of their football minds, pull an audible that, you know, a check that they made 3 years prior, and they could do something special. Well, guess what? Devontae Adams isn't there. He looks out there now, and it's a Romeo Doubs, it's a Christian Watson, it's a rookie, it's, you know, a Sammy Watkins who came in on the fly, and he just doesn't have that kind of baked-in experience. It's a different Aaron Rodgers. What made him kind of special those two MVP seasons is gone. And Jordan Love, he's been spending 3 years learning Matt LaFleur's offense. He can execute the offense exactly as the head coach desires, which is not the case with Aaron, and it's not a knock on Aaron. What makes him special is that there's two playbooks in one. Right, he can go up to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, there's this play call, but we can do this check that we had years ago. I've had players tell me in the past that, like, Edgar Bennett was the wide receivers coach for a while. One receiver, and I don't know if it was 2011, 2012, he said, look, this is the play that's called, but Aaron's going to do what Aaron does at the line of scrimmage. So just listen to him. And that's kind of what's made Green Bay special for so long. That's not there anymore. So I do believe that Jordan Love right now is better than Aaron Rodgers right now, and that they would prefer Love at this moment.
Where do you think Rodgers ends up? I mean, I can't see him going back to Green Bay as a backup. Where do you think he ends
up? No. Right. And he, I think Aaron's smart enough to know, like, he wants to stay in the fans' good graces. I think that's why we have this weird song and dance now anyways of, like, trying to get the court of public opinion on your side. But, yeah, if Green Bay is indeed ready to move on, has moved on, as Bob reported at our site. I mean, there's a ton of teams that would take him. There's just not a lot of great quarterbacks. And there's a team that will talk themselves into thinking that Aaron Rodgers, at 39 going on 40, still can get them over the hump. I mean, what, a team like the Jets? They've drafted really well. They've built a great roster. They've just been completely whiffing at the quarterback position. That makes a lot of sense if they can reach an agreement. I'm sure Green Bay would love to get him to the AFC. And that's definitely first and foremost. So Jets, Raiders, teams like that. And to my knowledge, he doesn't have that no trade clause. So it's kind of up to Green Bay with that assurance from Aaron that this is okay.
Before you go, tell us about your book, The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football. That's an interesting title. Tell us about that.
Hey, I appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, I just love football. Love what makes football great. It's the violence. It's the physicality. It's the fact that this is not for everybody, right? These are modern day gladiators in a profession that you can't just, you know, pick this sport up and play it on the spot. And I just wanted to tell the story of the position and the player that really does keep the essence of all that alive. So really kind of took a tour of the country to find the soul of pro football. Hung out with Mike Dickett down at his golf course, hung out at the bar down in Miami Beach with Jeremy Shockey, Tony Gonzalez, Rob Gronkowski, Dallas Clark, Jackie Smith, unbelievable in St. Louis. It was a hell of a lot of fun. So, yeah, hopefully this book can be a Bible, a source for people.
A lot of people think Travis Kelce is the best tight end ever. You agree with that?
You know, I'll say this. I don't think he's the best ever. I'd still give it to Gronk because he did everything, and he kind of – you know, he did it in New England with Belichick, where we were told you can't be yourself. He was himself. I mean, after the Super Bowl that they lost, when he partied his butt off and, you know, everybody's on him for how can you party after a loss when you were injured? You would think, oh, he just shut it down in that moment and, you know, acquiesce and be a robot. Nope, the summer of Gronk commenced and he was himself. So I think he did so much good for the personality of a pro football player, let alone, you know, driving a linebacker into the dirt and doing whatever he wanted as a receiver. But Kelce's forcing the game to evolve a lot like Tony Gonzalez before him. He's making us think of the tight end position in a different way.
All right, that's Tyler Dunn, founder of Go Long TD and the author of The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football. Great job, man. We'll wait and see with bated breath what happens with Aaron Rodgers.
We will. I guess he's in a darkness retreat, but he will emerge at some point, play football, and we'll find out where. So thanks so much for having me.
All right, man. Good job. We're talking Trout and Ohtani next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!